Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Interact Virtual Conference and Expo. I'm Thorin McGee, Editor-in-Chief of Target Marketing, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this live session, Making Mail Mobile, QR Codes and Other 2D Codes in Direct Mail. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, or you can send them in at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on the console do and how you can customize your experience today. You can even tweet right from the console. Lastly, if you leave this session at any time or would like to view it again later, you can access the entire presentation from the auditorium in the Interact On Demand environment, which will be open for 3 months beginning on Thursday, August 25th, 2011. And without further ado, please welcome our speakers. Speaking first will be David Henkel, president of Johnson & Quinn, a full-service direct mail printer, production, and marketing services firm that has been on the forefront of using 2D barcodes to make print mail more interactive and engaging. He'll be speaking about how to implement QR codes and print direct mail. And then we'll hear from Joel Morrow, CEO of Mobile Fusion, a social media and mobile marketing agency. He's a frequent speaker for the DMA and the AMA, and a member of the DMA's Mobile Marketing Council. He'll talk about what to do once users scan that QR code and some companies who've used them in successful digital campaigns. Now, without further ado, David, please take it away.
Okay, thanks, Soren, and welcome, everyone. So, change is in the air. Labor Day is almost here. Many kids are already back in school. Dreadful thought for some of you, I know. You're probably preparing your holiday promotions and starting to plan for 2012. So what a great time to consider new capabilities, and certainly QR codes represent something exciting for marketers. To set the stage for my part of this, I'll just give you a few minutes on my company. We're in the Chicago area. We're just over 100 staff and have a really long history of 135 years. We started significant direct mail production efforts in the late 1970s and produced programs well into the millions, as well as continuing programs of much more modest quantities. And as marketing has evolved, so have we. So on this slide, the last two bullet points represent some of the new areas that we've been getting into and represent a serious refreshing and updating of our total capacity. Next, a couple of items stand out. Our user base is really intent on providing good security for their data for many reasons. And secondly, we're all into maximizing postal savings along with tracking the mail, and so we were an early full-service intelligent mail barcode provider. So, what will we talk about here? Many of you are at least somewhat familiar with QR codes, so we won't spend much time on the most elementary aspects of that information. More of an update on trends and where QR codes are being used, hopefully with some interesting and fresh examples. Then, how do they really fit into the marketing media puzzle? How do they fit into the whole mix? And then finally, under best practices, we won't be able to fully address every detail, but we'll at least introduce categories for your consideration in potential internal discussions as you become active in this arena. So let's start with some basics. There's a lot I could talk about on this particular slide. QR codes, what are they? Two-dimensional barcodes. But first of all, QR stands for quick response. And notice here the word immediately jump from printed material to online content. Immediate is relevant because most smartphone users have those phones right by their side, so QR codes help them to take an action right away. Think in terms of words like impulse and control. The user, the prospective customer for you, the prospective respondent wants to be in control, and the QR code gives them an ideal vehicle to do that. Next, focus on online content. Where you send people when they want to respond, what is there at the end of that channel is even more important than how you get them there. I looked at Wikipedia defining microsite to think about it again. And using their language liberally here, microsite serves as an auxiliary supplement to a primary website, typically used to present in-depth information about a particular product or service. So here, think about words like targeting, engagement, and relevance. Unfortunately, not everything we've seen in this arena represents those attributes. Basically, QR codes help make mail more relevant and more engaging, and those are the important attributes. They are an innovative way to get people to the next step. They enhance marketing initiatives and provide a trigger for you. Now, in terms of utilization, how smart does a smartphone have to be? First of all, it has to be equipped with a camera, must have a QR reader installed, and have access to the Internet. Newer phones already have the installation provided, and for older phones, there are literally hundreds of QR reader applications available and getting better all the time. Speaking about trends next, very startling statistics, as I think many of you are aware. There is a current assessment that by the end of this year, roughly half of the mobile phone population will be using smartphones. And it's anyone's guess as to the real data, but it's very clear that it's dramatic. That's not the whole story, however. If you consider the underlying demographics, smartphone penetration is even more significant for most of you because the population is represented by more affluent people who are higher educated, heavy buyers, and therefore more likely to be in your target audience. Some other information that is relevant today, well, the first one, I'm not sure how relevant it really is. It's sort of a crazy question. Who would actually consider giving up either their TV or their smartphones? But I think it's instructive to see that there's been a pretty dramatic shift in behavior that the question would even be asked, that smartphone users actually value their smartphones more than their TVs at this point. And that's a trend we expect to see continuing. Also very startling that over 6% of the total mobile market in 1 month alone did at least one scan. And the data for usage is maybe the most dramatic of all. In fact, the percentage shown here, I went back last night and looked at it again for second quarter. The numbers are even more dramatic, showing from the same source from Mobio, in second quarter 2011, the increase in usage was 9,840%, 2011 versus 2010. Now, of course, usage is one issue, but effective usage is quite another, as we've said, and we'll continue to point out as we go along here. Let's look next at some current examples or some recent examples of usage. And it's very startling. We should also notice, by the way, that direct mail use is a minimal part of the market. It probably represents less than 5%, but the whole environment invites usage at this point, as we all see examples like these as we look around the world at large. First of all, some examples from print, from magazines and newspapers. And I have five slides here and following. The first four, there's a common element I would invite you to think about and we'll talk about at the end. First of all, in this grouping we have on the in the upper left, Brooks Brothers for clothing. Next to that, a movie, Wall Street. Below, article for the Detroit Red Wings. In the middle, automotive with Mazda. And on the right side, Polo. So we have a real mix of verticals, sporting, movie, automotive, retailing, quite an interesting mix. On the next page with product packaging, we've bookended two rivals. We have Coke on the left, Pepsi on the right, the Pepsi example from England, which reminds us, by the way, that the whole QR code craze started in Japan and Europe and is already well ahead of our utilization. In the middle here, we have strawberries, fruit. We have coffee down below. And, of course, with this kind of usage, we could provide nutritional information, recipes. We could do cross-selling and provide special offers. Next, we have some examples from outdoor, and these are pretty varied. We have a real estate example, real estate being one of the early adapters along with automotive for the whole QR code initiative. On the right side on the top, we have another movie example from the United Kingdom. Down below, an offering for Tony Award tickets. In the middle, a petition for Save the Golf. And on the right side down below, fast access to eBay, along with a pretty good reminder that eBay is out there and very accessible. finally, here we have some retail examples, and interesting from the stats that we've seen, in the early going, there were more women than men using QR codes, partly because of all the retail applications where you could go on and check to see if maybe the size wasn't available in front of you, but maybe it was in the in-store inventory in the back or nearby or could be shipped readily. Also, for example, for picking accessories and for looking at customer reviews. Now, more recently, the data suggests that men are becoming more frequent users by a slight amount. Finally, the fifth page of examples, we have direct mail. And the interesting thing here is something different. With direct mail, the big difference is we have the ability, and I stress that word, the ability to create a personalized QR code. That doesn't necessarily mean it will happen, and in fact, in the top example, it really did not for the most part. The ability to do that allows us to create more engagement and more relevancy. You really need a direct mail piece or something like it to capture the who part, and this can be much more powerful than a generic QR code. Now, speaking of that example, let's look at some issues that we saw with it. First of all, there was a household list used without a name. So there's no personalization. There's no opportunity to put in a pearl or a personalized URL. And the generic QR code is somewhat personalized in that it takes you to a specific store or retail location. In turn, then, the attendant microsite does not have pre-populated data fields, which really helps engagement, helps the user to get through the process, and very importantly, was not optimized for mobile devices. These are all potentially helpful if you have these things, and they're all potentially damaging if you do not. What about other barcodes that are out there? Well, you might say, should I consider using one of those? And in fact, the information we've seen indicates they all have their place, but they don't have the traction in the market that QR codes have. So their usage is lower in the applications that we're involved with. And we say, why fight the trend? Our advice is stick with QR codes for now anyway. So reviewing again the difference between general and personalized QR codes. A generic QR code can be used when you want to direct consumers or prospects to the same information. But personalized QR codes are really vital if we want to get some data and start an engagement process with a prospect. Of course, it's really important that when you get them there, you provide some real value. Don't just throw some QR code on a page and like mud on a wall and expect that that will make for a good user experience. You have to think about what that experience will be like for the user, what happens once they connect to wherever you send them, and I would highly advocate that you take somebody through that experience that is not on your staff, is not an expert, and hasn't been talking about it forever. With every new capability like this, we get the same remark from somebody. We're already seeing it with QR codes, and that remark would be basically along the lines of this. We've already tried it, and it won't work for us. And from our experience in the last year to 18 months, I can only say, well, it probably isn't the QR code. It was something in the way that you went about it in your approach that didn't work. Now, let's talk about where QR codes fit into the direct marketing cycle. And this is admittedly pretty busy, but it's also pretty important. If we start at the top, the first problem with this graphic is we know that most of us don't literally drop mail into a box. It's an important reminder, though, that we all need to optimize the mail, make sure we're getting the best discounts. And now with the with recent capabilities for tracking, that we use tracking wisely so that we know when it's arriving, we can alert telemarketers, alert the retail locations or franchisers or whatever, but also potentially send out an email to the prospect alerting them to the presence or the imminent arrival of that offer. As we go around the right side, then, offering QR codes and pearls as vehicles for response are useful vehicles for enhancing that response. And, of course, coming around the bottom of the wheel here, a custom design for microsite or a well-thought-out entree when they respond is an important aspect so that we're engaging the respondents properly. After they've come to the microsite or viewed whatever is being offered, it's a very useful attribute to thank them for spending the time with us and collect some data and then go right around again and use that data in some way to continue the process around and around we go. Some best practices we want to remind you of. First of all, again, emphasizing content on your site, on your microsite or other information you're providing. The content and its relevance is key. Why do people scan? Data suggests the key reasons in order are, first of all, to save money with a discount, maybe a coupon. Secondly, to get more information. Number three, to enter a contest. Four, go to a video. If you think about all of these as potentially part of that marketing wheel from that last slide and consider what is the objective when they get to that next step, what will they do next, and how will you engage them enough that they will continue the dialogue to either make a purchase, make a contribution, join your club, whatever. Another aspect of best practices would be how you set up the QR code. And there's some basic information that's very important we won't dwell on, but for example, the size, it's important that it be large enough for easy scanning, that there be a free area around it. And it, depending on your audience, if they're, especially if they're not tech savvy, if they maybe are predicted not to have been into QR codes too deeply, potentially some information on how to download a QR reader. And then finally, some kind of an incentive, as we have here, a 10% savings incentive to get them to scan that code. Some other considerations. Obviously, it's an evolving technology. Some demographics, some audiences are more knowledgeable, some less. So we have to realize this and know that there will be some learning curve with it. They have to be able to download a QR code reader for the older smartphones, learn to navigate a new microsite. This is sounding increasingly like this is mostly older people, and that's probably true. But depends a lot on the demographic of the type of audience you're looking for. An important aspect we've found as a practical thing is that you have to program the microsites and landing pages for multiple Internet browsers. And that means that you're looking at, for example, Internet Explorer, Safari, and Google Chrome, also for different versions of these browsers because not everyone is up to date. You also have to test with different telephone types, primarily iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android, of course. So these are all important aspects, and testing and prior preparation is very important. It's important that you educate consumers and make sure that code is prominent, especially if they're less tech savvy, as we said before. Now, a key element of all of this is that you can measure. You can measure many things, even with a generic QR code. For example, you can see the number of scans, where and when the scans are being made, what mobile devices are being used, and therefore you can get a count. You can see, in essence, your return on investment. This is especially true if you're testing multiple offers and can give you some very important data. Now, we have a little demonstration example that we put together, and notice on this that there is a personalized URL and down below a personalized QR code. So the basic mailing offers the vehicle to take people to the landing page. As we've said before, though, it's real important that this be thought through very carefully and it be specifically tailored to the audience and to the thought that this is a mobile device that they're using. So a personalized landing page is usually appropriate. I guess in some instances where privacy is a concern, you have to think about exactly how you do that, but it certainly helps to facilitate both the feeling of some special aspect to their being there, that you know that they're there, as well as helping to save them steps in filling out the information. When you get to the second page, to the survey page, it's very useful to limit the questions. Don't get carried away with detail, because if you ask them too much, this is going to be a big source of abandonment. Next, capturing the data is so important. And if you haven't pre-populated it, fine, give them an opportunity to fill it in so that you can get that information for later usage. Give them an opportunity to correct any missing or wrong information. And obviously, it's very useful to be gracious and offer a thank you. Now, another aspect of this that we found very useful potentially is the ability to connect with social media. Knowing that the primary users of this may be very limited, but those folks are like gold to you. They're priceless. They are your advocates potentially. That might be 1 out of 100, 1 out of 1,000, or even a smaller percentage, but so much more important in their influence potentially to you. So give them a vehicle to express that potential advocacy. And here we have a couple of examples following of Facebook integration and showing the influencer endorsement, and then the share appears on the newsfeed. Now, what are you getting? What can you potentially secure in terms of the data that comes with all of this usage? We talked about this a minute ago, but this is just showing some tables to remind you of information such as who scanned and when, what device they used, the IP address, next, results of the questions from the survey, how long they visited, and the navigation log. And then finally, you can see this in a graphical way, which makes it a little easier to grasp that information. Of course, all of this can be useful in adjusting your next campaign, but the real valuable data is the individual information you collect on your visitors. That always helps you to tailor and target your subsequent contacts. So, in conclusion, QR codes are hot. There's no question about it. The usages are exploding. It's important for all of us to think about getting into this market and using it in the right way. They're easy to track, it's immediate, and most importantly for many of us, they help us to connect to the wider world by providing a way to turn print into an interactive vehicle. So they're helping to make direct marketing more powerful than ever. So in general, it's a great capability. We're very enthusiastic about it. And I wish you all the best of luck as you consider using them and implement programs to use them. And now I'll turn it over to Joel Morrill.
Thank you, Dave. It is my pleasure to really talk about how to use QR codes across online and offline channels. We're going to focus today on the how to increase sales and enhance the brand. We are a, my slides are not going, here we go. So we, just a little bit on the focus of that. We're going to focus on really making your printed pieces, whether it's direct mail or other printed things, interactive. And so that you can move from the analog world to the digital world. And we're going to go across digital, mobile, and social channels. And we're going to see some great examples out there with leaders who are doing this, as Dave mentioned, in a well-thought-out, easy-to-understand way. A little bit about us. We are a social media and mobile marketing and digital marketing agency. So we work with clients of all sizes, whether you're big brands like Kellogg's and Bacardi's to small software companies you've never heard of. We work with about 25% of our clients are printers and agencies that use us to help mobile enable and social enable the things they do. Now, QR codes are a little confusing. And kind of what to do often gets very confusing. So I want to encourage everyone on this phone is don't get wrapped up in the technology, but think like a consumer. And on this slide, it shows the way we interact with the world as consumers when we're not at work, right? We use all of these digital, mobile, and social media. We use our smartphones, we go surf the web, we use the PC web, we're doing search. So the following slides that you're going to see have really think like a consumer, because when we go to work or we are a printer or in agencies, we get really very focused in our silos, and that's where things start going wrong. And we're going to cover kind of where the rabbit holes and gotchas are and really how to overcome those. But first of all, think like a consumer. And really, just to echo Dave's comments, we're going to go through in these examples that come up in best practices of really how to advance our customers and prospects' through the purchase funnel, right? We're going to start with awareness and research. Certainly when you send direct mail, that's shopping and engagement. That's a great trigger with a QR code, and we're driving, of course, to try to drive to purchase, either in-store, on the web, or on the phone. But, of course, remember that printed things are great for post-purchase support and cross-selling, and we want to create brand advocates. QR codes can play great triggers at various stages of the purchase funnel that we're going to review in the first slides. But first, I want to review what not to do. It's important not to look dumb with this new technology. And I bring this up because, as Dave mentioned, we see this happen all the time. And this is an example of a lady named Janet. She's a realtor. This was out in a parking lot, and I took a picture of it. She has a beautiful Nissan Murano, $30,000 car. She's advertising her real estate services. As Dave talked about, real estate is hot with QR codes. And you can see it's got a great picture of her on the left side, and she is holding up the QR code. So I pull out my phone and I scan it. Unfortunately, it goes to a website that I can't interact or do anything. And it says to me that Janet does not understand anything about technology, which is a missed opportunity for Janet, because I see her car, I see her, she's got a great face, and you can see on the right side, it goes to her regular website. Please, please, please do not take any of your clients or your brands to your regular website on a smartphone. They don't work on a mobile phone, and it makes you look like you don't know what you're doing. And we see, and I bring this up because we see it happen the majority of the time, actually, and it's a missed opportunity, because what it should go to is a website that we'll see here in a couple slides that's optimized for the web, and give me a quick YouTube video so I can get to know Janet and why she should be my realtor. But let's move on to actual results and people that are doing it right. So one of those is a client that we have that I thought did a great job of adding a QR code to a direct mail piece. They used that direct mail piece and got 266 scans. But what they did next is they took them to a YouTube video that talked more about their brand, and this is a very high-ticket item. Of those 266 people, 36 of those, or 13.5%, filled out the request for more information after watching the YouTube video. So those were great numbers, and the client is delighted, and it's just mobile enabling its traditional direct mail, because it's getting higher response rates in making its direct mail and other communications interactive. So this is a great, great opportunity. I wanna emphasize how hot mobile video is. It is on fire right now across all demographics, and QR codes is a great way to trigger you to a YouTube video that we're going to see and then on down the purchase funnel. Here's another example we're going to talk about with Office Depot. I get these, and you get these, and you'll see the QR code on the left. But they've also, look how they've kind of, they do a couple things well here. One is the QR code triggers right to their Office Depot mobile website, and it's triggering right toward a very few things, namely they're highlighting products, because the direct mail piece is, of course, a discount piece. I get 15% off, but it's triggering me and to go to the mobile website where there may or may not be a 15% discount. They're trying to engage you with the brand, and I'm shopping on a mobile website that's optimized for my iPhone. So I thought they did a real good example there of not only using that, but if you can look in the bottom left of this mailer, they do a good job of what is really important and then a best practice, and it's this. Don't tell your customers how they should engage with you. The best practice is to give your customers options and let them decide how and when they want to engage you. And so you can see that on the bottom left of the piece. They've got a QR code for my mobile phone, but they're also offering Facebook and some other options for me to engage there. So that was a great example of a best practice. Again, nice, clean design in providing a lot of information in a little spot. Hey, everybody eats pizza here, and I love this pizza box I got from Papa John's. As you can see on the pizza box in the bottom left is a QR code. That QR code, when you scan it, goes right to the YouTube video. And it there you can see the founder talking about his pizza. And it was really, really did more to enhance the brand for me as a consumer than anything else I've seen in a long time, because I take out my most personal device and up comes the founder talking about why Papa John's ingredients are better than everybody else's. And he talks about how they cut the vegetables. They talk about how their dough is fresh and never frozen. They talk about their meats. It was only 60 seconds, but watching that video, I completely believed the brand promise that Papa John's uses better ingredients in their pizza, certainly better than Domino's. And then I actually ate the product. So while it wasn't there to drive sales, because I was there to really enhance the brand and create a point of differentiation. Really, really want to encourage everybody on the phone to think about, don't be necessarily so promotionally discount-oriented on your brand. Think about QR codes. Think about your printed piece as how it can enhance the brand. How can I use this to earn the premium and maybe move away from discounting? Or at least use that surgically. So I thought Papa John's did a great job on this. And I'm going to talk about this for B2B folks on the phone here in a few minutes. Okay, here's a great one I loved. So I went with my family. I snuck off from work on Friday afternoon, by the way, to the movie theater. I saw Harry Potter 7. When I'm standing in line, I see this poster from Yahoo Movies offering me free popcorn, and you can't really see it, but there's a QR code there with a text call to action, and we're going to talk about that in a second. I scan the QR code. I go to a mobile website. The mobile website, as you see here on the left, then asks me to go to Facebook. So now I connect to Facebook here and from the mobile web. On the right side, I did give you a screenshot of the PC web of that, where it's trying to get me from the PC web, put my mobile phone number in there to move me back to my smartphone from the PC web. Then once I sign in, it was very easy. There were three steps that you can see on this slide. Step one is I connected with Facebook. Step two is I checked in at Regal Cinemas, because moving to Facebook is really all about word of mouth, and now I'm checking in to tell my whole network that I'm at Regal Cinemas here in Denver, Colorado. And then number three, it takes me back to Yahoo Movies and gets me to like Yahoo Movies. So what it just did is it took me from mobile web onto Facebook, and I liked another brand. That creates word of mouth, and I just built from that printed piece, I built my Facebook database. And then at the end, it gives me this free popcorn that you see here, and there are no 2D barcode readers at the point of sale at the cinema, so this bottom here is a unique code number on the bottom of the piece. The guy at the desk just put that unique coupon code, if you will, for my free popcorn. So I thought it was a great use of all of that media. Here's what made it really smoke, though, is word of mouth marketing. Remember, because I signed into Facebook from that printed piece, so it posted to my wall that you see here on the left that I was at the cinema getting free popcorn from Yahoo Movies, and then you can see my niece, Rachel, saw me, and within 60 seconds, because she posted back to me, my whole network of friends saw that I was at the movie and it was sponsored by Yahoo Movies. That's word of mouth advertising. That's how to get you to engage with brands from a QR code and do word of mouth marketing to all my Facebook network. What you're seeing on the left is the PC web, right? And then what you see on the right is I'm sitting in a dark movie screen, and I got this app push from Facebook that Rachel gave me, sent me a note, and I got that all within about 30 seconds. It was really a great use of really crossing from the offline world onto the online world. So I want to talk about a couple different uses on QR codes, things that are hot with your brands, things that are hot with your clients if you're a printer and agency, are QR codes and Facebook. Don't try to stop it. It is just I've never seen the traction of those and the dollars flowing to those two things. Now, the reason we've got that right is because of the proliferation of smartphones and Facebook. One of the things that you can do with QR codes is take them to a client's Facebook page and get a like. Brands have it in their goals this year to double, triple, and quadruple the number of likes they have on Facebook. So think about positioning your products if you're a printer. Think about if you do direct mail for a company, how can you work across printed things and drive Facebook likes, since that is a strategic marketing objective this year, right now, with clients, and people have a number on the number of likes. One of the best ways to do that is a QR code. Now, remember, there's 48% of Americans have a Facebook account, so it's in a huge channel, and you got to fish where the fish are. Of that 48%, 24% use Facebook on mobile. And those users are twice as active as regular Facebook users. So QR codes really brings together the power Facebook users in a little micro moment. And everybody on this phone has a great opportunity because you've got a great trigger device called direct mail, called printed things. It's a disruptor that people can engage with and engage with mobily, digitally, and socially. Here's another one. Love Starbucks, of course. They did a great job of moving, again, through this whole digital world and back to the mobile world. So we talked about direct mail, but people are doing email here. They're doing websites. Remember, QR codes work well on a computer screen. People often forget that. They just put them on printed things like direct mail. So QR codes work well there. So this was an ad buy on Pandora for Starbucks. They were doing a 7-day campaign with Lady Gaga. They used the QR code to trigger a Facebook login that you see here on the middle. And then they asked me for the permission to provide my name and email address to Starbucks. So remember, you can use QR codes to bring you online to Facebook and then build a client's email marketing database, or mobile database is what we do and help clients get names and mobile phone numbers. That's a very powerful metric in addition to getting scans and other types of metrics. So Starbucks did a great job on that. Here's another one. If anybody has a physical product, QR codes is a great way for you to engage your customers and tell your brand story. Everybody will see this the next time you're out at a restaurant. Take a look at the Heinz ketchup bottle. There's 120 million of them out there right now with a QR code, and you can see that on the bottom left when I was out eating at a restaurant here in Denver. That QR code takes me, again, to a mobile-optimized website, to a sweepstakes, and it is reinforcing this brand image that their plastic bottle for Heinz is made of this green-friendly plant substitute, not just regular plastic. So they're reinforcing their brand. They're engaging with me on my mobile device. And all of those things really add up to the fact that maybe they do earn the premium. Heinz is a premium price versus others, and this kind of really helps me believe that. Great, great examples. I got to tell you, Heinz gets 120 million impressions for nothing because they're just adding a QR code to something they're already printing, and they are getting great, great traction. Again, the other thing that is hot right now are apps. And so, again, this is pizzahut.com/apps. You can try it out on your computer while listening to this webinar. Go to that URL, and you'll see a QR code on the PC web, on your monitor there at work or at home. So so what that does is you, on the PC web, you scan the QR code, and then it takes you – to download the Pizza Hut app so they can sell more pizza. And the great use thing about this is it doesn't go to the mobile web. It recognizes if you scan it with an iPhone, it goes right into iTunes for a one-click download. If you've got a Droid phone, it goes right to the Droid store to get the Droid app. Really great end-user experience. They don't make you go to two or three clicks, and they use it on their website. Again, that costs nothing for Pizza Hut or any of your other clients to start promoting their mobile apps online on your PC website. So as we begin to kind of wrap up, here's a good idea on sweepstakes and giveaways. People love those things. And in this example, you're seeing somebody scan a QR code at a retail store on their signage to win $50. And so, again, you can use it for giveaways and make it – don't make them necessarily go to a website to enter a sweepstakes. Consumers hate that. What consumers want to do is to enter sweepstakes on their mobile phone via text messaging and QR codes. That's the easiest, shortest way for on-the-go customers to enter sweepstakes. I see it time and time again when retailers are asking consumers to go back home, turn on their PC, go to a website, and then enter into a sweepstakes. That's just wrong. It doesn't happen. Mobile is the best way to do that, certainly for your on-the-go customers and certainly for your printed pieces. Okay, I want to talk a little bit, because we've had so many business-to-consumer examples, I want to talk about business-to-business, because most of this stuff out there is B2C focused. The purpose of mobile and QR codes is to drive sales leads and tell your brand story. So this is our business card here. Everybody works for a company. QR codes are a great way to tell your brand story. You can scan a QR code and get a 30-second message from the CEO. What a great brand-reinforcing message. And you'll look like a rock star because you're thinking and making something that's common in day-to-day, but really making your employees brand advocates with a QR code. I also want to really put this frontal lobe for people on the phone. The best practice is to use text messaging along with a QR code. And here's why. 35% of Americans have a smartphone. Said in another, and of those, only a portion of those, it goes down to about 14 million or about 10% of all Americans actually have used a QR code. So you're excluding 90% potentially of Americans. So you need to make your brand interactive with people who don't have smartphones. That's two-thirds of Americans. 100% of all phones in the world, virtually, certainly 100% of the United States, can do text messaging. So if you use text messaging, you get two-thirds of the people who don't have a smartphone, and, of course, people with a smartphone can use the QR code. Here's another one. We all have events. Using QR codes is a great way to add that to your invitations, as this wedding example shows, and move them to an online form. Also, another great way is for B2B people is everybody has trade shows and conferences. QR codes are great uses with text calls to action on your booth, on your printed collateral, on your giveaways, before, during, and after the event. Everybody at a trade show has left their PC computer back in the hotel room. They're walking around with their on-the-go computer, their smartphones. And finally, two fun examples. One is this is a tattoo of a QR code, and it's kind of funny. We're going to try it with a client. They do tours to try to sell their product, and the people leading the tour are going to actually have this and encourage people to either scan maybe a tattoo, or certainly we're going to have printed materials and maybe even a T-shirt for them to talk about interacting with the brand on their mobile phones as they walk around and take the tour, and they all have their smartphones. Finally, this last one is just a fun example. This is a guy in Europe that's creative. This is his resume. As you can see, it's a QR code. He's trying to stand up in a very competitive environment, and so he just encourages people that are the hiring manager to pull out their smartphone and see a video of this guy. Pretty creative, as this guy's applying for a creative job. As we wrap up here and in conclusion, all of the stuff that you saw really isn't rocket science. The technology is pretty easy. To echo Dave's comment, putting it together is really the tricky part. So I would encourage everyone now that QR codes have hit the United States. They're just huge in Asia, huge in Europe. Start now with a low-risk project to get experience and show your leadership that you can integrate across online and offline channels. If you need any help for that, both Dave and I'll be glad to talk to you on getting help with QR codes or mobile websites or text messaging. We'd be glad to talk to you, and I believe you got Dave's contact information, and this is my contact information on my slide. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joel, and also thank you very much, David, for the two very insightful presentations. We have provoked a lot of questions from the audience, so let's jump right into the Q&A now. And if you're listening and you have any other questions, please submit it now. We'll still be trying to get to as many as we can before the end of the session. Now, looking at a lot of these questions, many of our listeners want to know, how does tracking a QR code work? Because a QR code seems to be just a generic link. How can you connect that to any kind of tracking to be able to do some of the things that you two talked about in your presentations?
Okay, this is Dave. I'll handle that. First of all, we have to divide this two ways. Generating the code is one thing. Tracking it is another topic. Most document creation engines have a QR code capability built in these days. And if you're in a non-business environment, you could also go and get a free online QR code generator just by Googling QR code.
I can say even Bitly can spit out a QR code of anything you shorten. We use those on that's how we make the QR codes on the cover of Target Marketing.
Okay, great. Secondly, the tracking, really two routes. You can develop it yourself, develop a proprietary platform, or you could buy a third-party software. So it's a question of, do you buy or do you make it yourself. The tracking, then, you can build in attributes that you want, and the ability to capture data depends on the situation. Going back to my content, if it's a generic code, it's limited. You can't necessarily get personal information unless you've already, well, if you go to a personalized situation, whatever information already started the process that allowed you to enter the mail into the system with a name and address, other data elements that may be in the file for that individual, you can obviously track back to that. Alternatively, you can encourage the respondent to enter that information when they go to the microsite. So, again, thinking about that wheel I talked about or that whole process, you want to encourage tracking and the associated creation of more data or the capturing of more data as you go along. But generating the code is easy. It's a different element than the actual tracking process.
Okay. Joel, do you have anything
Two other quick comments to add. Remember to use your other reporting and analytic tools as you move from offline to online. For example, the microsite that Dave talked about, you can embed Google Analytics in there for free, and that is another way to track response rates if you've created a mobile web form or a mobile web microsite for your QR code. Finally, I do want to talk about reporting because it's all about results and getting that. The technology here is kind of cheap and easy, if you will. It's putting it together and tracking it that takes a lot of the time and cost on that. You get what you pay for. So we use some of the free solutions as well. But, again, when you are working with more enterprise-class clients or you're spending a lot of money, you're probably going to want to use a QR code program that's got some built-in reporting and analytics that make that easy.
Okay. I mean, so it seems like what it comes down to is depending on what you link the QR code to, that's going to determine what you can track. If you just have a regular mobile web address on there, you're going to have to collect the information from the people as they come to the site. Or you can just track how many people click through. If you want to get more detail, you need a more advanced program, or you need to be able to put a pearl on each of those QR codes, which means individually printing each QR code. You need to wrap it up with these other things, right?
Yes, but remember, sometimes you're just doing something fast and cheap, and some of those things are just great. You know, really just think through what your individual campaign requires, the amount of money you're spending, and just apply the resources and tools accordingly.
Okay. Getting on to some of the other questions. Now, one of the challenges that you both spoke about was how do you communicate how to use the QR code? And one of our listeners wants to know, what's the best way to spread awareness of how to actually access them? What's the best way to convey that data to your customers?
Well, we've found that in the early going especially that it's really useful to direct them to a site, to an app, and then it becomes a question of which app you select from amongst this amazing array. Right now, for example, I'm using one called Enigma with an I, and that's very good. I've noticed that, for example, compared to the first time I ever tried to read a QR code off my smartphone and had to fiddle around with it a lot, with many of the current offerings, it's almost automatic. It's very intuitive, so it's really pretty easy. So I would recommend putting a little sentence or two on there about advice on how to do it. Gradually, that advice will turn to more of what amounts to an incentive, such as the thing I showed with 10% coupon or something like that. As more and more people become comfortable with this and familiar, you won't need these instructions. We're probably within a year or so of I think, that need going away as more people become comfortable with the whole technology.
Joel, anything to add?
Nope, just really those are right on comments. Just remember, plan in a default scenario when people can't scan your QR code. The light might be dark, maybe the printing smudge, maybe they don't know how to do a QR code, maybe the QR code they've got on their smartphone is proprietary and can't use them. So think about providing a fallback, especially, again, that 2 out of 3 Americans don't even have a smartphone and can't engage with a QR code.
Okay. So you would recommend always including something else there for them to click to so they can convert if they don't have that reader?
Exactly.
Yes,
text message,
I would agree.
Putting a text call to action is the best practice. But if you're not doing text messaging, put a phone number, since obviously phones dial, or some default scenario, because, again, you want to engage your customer.
Now, one of the listeners had asked, does doing that dilute your response or dilute your ability to track the response at all?
I would say anything that gets in the way of the response has to discourage it. If it's hard to put in a pearl, for example, if it's a very clunky, long, confusing pearl that doesn't have words in it and a lot of strange characters, for example, that can certainly make it hard to respond. So the beauty of the QR code is if it's working, assume it's working, it's real easy and it gets them right to the place you want them to go.
Got it. So now,
I do think that, just one other quick comment on that, I do think you can give people too many options and it does dilute. So if you had 5 options there, like Facebook and Twitter, that's just overwhelming. But I would encourage folks that even though they want people to use a QR code or a pearl, that's really secondary. What's primary is providing an easy way for your target customer to engage with you on the way he or she wants to engage.
Okay. And now just to another big topic with using QR codes in direct mail was the fact that the USPS was just over the last 2 months running the summer sale. I was wondering, can either of you, especially you, David, talk about what the response was to that summer sale?
Overall, I'd say the response was good. It was I give it a mixed rating. I would say that among the positives, it certainly made for greater awareness of QR codes in general and created some buzz and It was, to that degree, effective. Certainly there was a fair amount of usage from what we saw. We had several of our end users using it. However, it was announced very late. This has been a tendency with some of their special promotions and really didn't allow for proper planning or the right kind of budgeting or a creative process. We were not allowed to use either a stamp or meter with it, and to a degree the rules of how to do it became quite confusing. So those things got in the way of effective implementation. I think overall the biggest issue was that because people threw this in at the last moment, it tended, the ultimate microsite that people went to probably wasn't all that well developed specifically for the situation. It was really used more to get the discount than it was to be an effective tool for increasing response rates. And I could picture a lot of people using it then throwing up their arms and saying, oh, this doesn't work. So I give it a mixed message. It was useful but had some issues.
What about you, Joel? Do you see anything? You see any increased increased usage because of that sale?
I'm not as close to it as Dave, so no. I just I've seen consumers embrace QR codes like I've never seen before in the last 6 to 9 months here in the United States. We've been tracking we have deep roots in mobile, of course, and we've been seeing it in Japan, and really the smartphone usage hitting 35% is really driving consumers using it.
And that usage is expected to go over 50% relatively soon, isn't it?
Yes, end of the year.
Yep. End of the year. So, I mean, it's very that would seem to be one of the major things driving the QR code is that the smartphones are getting adopted more and more as we move on in time. Now, the other
holiday sales that you're going to see the holiday sales that everybody's going to trade in their feature phones for smartphones this holiday. So, getting experience now, if we're just getting started, coming into next year, it's really going to be cranking on full gear.
Okay.
Well, and I also want to mention many of these questions that a really helpful resource just came out last week was the online book download for Cracking the QR Code is the title from Direct Marketing IQ. And glancing through that last week, I noticed some excellent advice on the details of how to do that. And your counterpart, Ethan Bolt, was involved in that in a significant way, I know.
Yes, he was. Also, actually, the Target Marketing Managing Editor, Melissa Ward, was also involved in that. Thank you. I certainly encourage anyone who wants to get more information on this subject to definitely take a look at that download. It's got a lot of good material in it. And I think that's about all the time we have for this session here today. So, on behalf of Target Marketing and Printing Impression Magazine, I want to thank everyone who attended for coming to the session. If you're interested in discussing anything that you heard during this presentation, we encourage you to visit the Networking Lounge to chat live with our other session attendees. You can also visit the booth to fill out our show survey to let us know how we're doing today. Please also check out the agenda for the rest of the day. We have several wonderful sessions lined up, and we encourage you to view as many as you can. Remember, if you can't watch them live, add them to your briefcase and view them at your convenience in the on-demand environment. Everyone, have a great day. Thank you.